the so-called Anschluss in the Ötztal. Before the Anschluss, the annexation of Austria by Nazi Germany, there were few National Socialists in the Ötztal. The NSDAP, Nazi Party, was officially banned and its supporters operated secretly. However, after the German invasion in March 1938, local Nazis became more visible, openly displaying their political allegiance. They organized torchlight processions, scattered paper swastikas, and shouted anti-government slogans. In Lengenfeld, the shocked parish priest Rudolf Schöpf documented the events in the village chronicle. He describes how, around midnight on March 11th to 12th, 1938, local Nazis organized a demonstration. The procession stopped in front of the parsonage and the homes of known political opponents, chanting Heil Hitler, Pfui Schuschnigg. Shame on Schuschnigg, the Austrian Chancellor. A pile of manure was placed in front of the parsonage door with a picture of Chancellor Schuschnigg stuck into it. The church steps were also defaced with a red swastika. In the days following the Anschluss, the Nazis openly celebrated their triumph. Local leaders sought a suitable mayor and eventually appointed Josef Wassermann, a committed National Socialist. Wassermann had already shown his allegiance in 1933 and had been imprisoned as an illegal Nazi under the previous Austrian government. As the new mayor and head of the NSDAP Ortsgruppe, local group, Wassermann oversaw both municipal administration and the enforcement of party interests in Lengenfeld. The Anschluss quickly changed daily life. By autumn 1938, the local administration was reorganized according to German standards. Mayors were no longer elected but appointed by the NSDAP. The Nazis also mobilized the population for their cause. Propaganda events were organized and everyone was required to participate in plebiscite to retrospectively approve the Anschluss. The regime closely monitored the population to suppress any signs of resistance.